It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. One of the talks that I give my children is that every song, every movie, every book, every TV show is attempting to convince them of something. So we as Christians must be discerning people. So how can we teach our children? How can we ourselves be discerning when it comes to the forms of entertainment that we take in? One of the features of classical Christian education, which is rooted in Western philosophy, is the concept of the true, the good, and the beautiful. And this concept is a great way to think about what we see and hear in the entertainment we consume. I first heard about using this triad as a filter to which we think about entertainment by N.D. Wilson, where he begins by saying that we must teach ourselves and our children not to let movies or books happen to us. In other words, don't give the seat of authority to the entertainment that's being consumed. But that's what we oftentimes do, isn't it? We become a passive bystander in the movie theater, letting the movie happen to us or persuade us ever so subtly. But we shouldn't do that. We should watch each movie, listen to each song, read each book with a discerning, active approach, taking on the seat of authority. So this is the first step in interacting with different forms of media and entertainment. Sit yourself in the seat of authority. Don't just watch movies, but analyze them. Don't just listen to music, but study lyrics. And don't just read books, but seek to understand the message. Because every movie, every song, every book is trying to convince you and your kids of something. So over the next few Wednesdays, when we talk about worldview, we'll be talking about this triad of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today when you pray, please pray for Danny Ballard and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Chaga LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.